Yeah. It's all right. Okay. Let's talk about Yaakov and Esau. So, Vayisrot Tzu Abonim Bekirba. Right, so so Rashi wants to know, you know, why they were struggling inside the womb. So Rashi says two pshatim, right? That there was one that's the more well known one, that when she passed by a base medrash, Yaakov wants to go out, she passed by a base avodah zarah, Esau wants to get out. But then Rashi says something else. Dover acher misroitzim ze im ze umeirivim. Benachalas shnei olamas. They're fighting over the nachla of two worlds. It's a little bit. Not understood. It's nothing to fight over. You know, Yaakov will take olam haboy, so he'll take olam hazeh. They both want both of them, and that's something which is chashva nekuda that we're going to come back to. They both wanted both. Now, you would think that Esav just wants Olam HaZeh and he just wants Olam HaBa. They both wanted both, and we have to talk about that.
What does it mean, wanting Olam HaZeh? What does it mean to want Olam HaZeh? What do you want, the physical world, or you want a physical world as a means of getting to Olam HaZeh?
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it. But you see that they were fighting about both. Yaakov wanted Olam HaZeh also, and Esav wanted Olam HaBa also. So the...
No,
Anyway, so the so by the Leda, right? Right. We had Ocheses Ba'akev Esau Vayikoshmo Yaakov. Right. So the so Rashi says, "Aviv Kolo Yaakov Al Shem Achizas Ha'akev." Right. Call Yaakov, he's holding on to the heel, so you should have called him Ochas, because the heel belongs to Esau. Yaakov is holding. So he called him Yaakov Miloshen Akev. All right, if he's because he was Oiches, you should call him Ochas. Okay. So the Rashi before that really is going on that something which you have to understand. Yoroches Bakev Esav Simon Shein Zeh Maspig Ligmor Malchusay Ad Shezeh Omed Venot Lahemeno. Right, so being Oches and Yaakov Esav is a simon. He's not going to finish his malchus until he comes and takes it from him. So, what do the words mean? He's not going to finish his malchus. No, ein ze goimer malchuso ad sheze omed venot lahemeno. He's not going to finish until this one comes and takes it from him.
Take it from there for one.
Yeah, but what do we mean? What do we mean finish? You know, like Esav doesn't. Right, yeah, no, but there's ligmor malchuso. Ein ze maspik ligmor malchus. Not going to finish his malchus. You know, just what the words mean. Here's a chance, Yaakov is going to lead a revolution. It would be more understandable. But it's something else here. Ligmor Malchus, he wants to be Goymer. And then, and that's what the Akev represents, the end. So after talk about it, Ein Zeh Maspik, he's not going to manage Ligmor Malchus, not going to manage to finish. Not going to manage to finish his Malchus until he comes and takes it from him. So there's a little bit of this is sort of...
Why did Esau have to be the first one to be born?
Right?
Why was he the first one to be born? The brothers were one thing. Yaakov is the one. Why did Esav have to be born first?
Okay.
Everything was to take away the time of his father. He was born first. It was given to him. Everything was given to him. Because this is a rivalry. And one person always complains, you know, the victim is a, what we have today, everybody's a victim. Everybody has a tiny. Everybody has tinyness. So he gave him everything. And he gave it all. For some reason, like his vocal has to answer. What is tininess? Notice that the tininess that he put into Sukkah, got the sun, mm-hmm. The whole writer, he wants to talk about that. No, it wasn't you, it was somebody else that talked about the writer about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was, it's always closed the mouth of the brain.
Okay, so fine. Okay, yeah. So I want to know what the tithes ligmor machusa. He didn't finish his machus until he came and took it from him.
There must be some tachlis.
Ligmor. Let's say ligmor machusa, and he takes it from him. Ligmor Malchus. He takes the Gemara of the Malchus. And now it's at least beginning to make sense why it's called Yaakov. He took the heel away from him. The Ekim, Lashon Sof. Like Vahoya Ekev Tishmu. Hey, how are you?
I'm a little late.
Yeah, just a little bit. We just asked a question why Esav and Yaakov were fighting over both worlds in the womb. We asked why his name was called Yaakov. It's because he was holding. So you should call him Ochas, because he's being Oches. Right? You call him Yaakov. The heel belongs to Esav. And now we asked another question that seemingly this second question sheds light on the question we just asked. That Rashi says a drush. There's a simon. He was holding the Akev. That Ein Zeh Maspik Ligmor. He's not going to finish his kingdom until he comes and takes it from him. So just one taich in the words. What does it mean, ligmor malchus? Ligmor malchus. It's not going to finish his malchus until he comes and takes from him. Like, what do the term mean? To be geimer malchus. Right? But this at least, you know, sort of sheds light on the question we asked before. It seems that Yaakov takes Esav's heel away. That's why it's called Yaakov. He took the akev. He took the gemar. We're going to refine this in a second.
It doesn't put Yaakov into a good light. He's always taking, you know, it's like two kids are fighting. One, like I have two twin grandchildren. One is always grabbing the toys of the other and grabbing it away. It's just like Yaakov, his whole life was chasing Esav to take away what seemed to rightfully belong to Esav. That's the thing.
Oh. So then we're going to get into this right now. Let's go back to a very problematic Rashi, one of the most difficult Rashis that I know. V'achrechen Yatzachim. So Esav was born first, and now comes Yaakov. Shamati Medrash Agoda Hadarsho Lefi Pshuto. You know, I learned a Medrash Agoda that Darsh Kaputo. I don't know what's so poshut about this. Seemingly it's highly unposhut. What does Rashi say? Bedinaya Oches Bakav. It was Bedin that he was holding on to him, to Esav, to try to hold him back. Yaakov notes over here, Yaakov was conceived from the first drop from Yitzchak. The Esav Minashdian, and Esav came fraternal from the second.
Twins,
they were
twins.
Fraternals, right? They weren't identical twins, they were fraternal twins. So Tseu Ma, take an example, Mishfofer Shapiak, sorry, you have a thin neck bottle. Right? Ten Bashtea Varem Zu Tachazu, put two stones, one is on the bottom of the other, thin. Right, thin neck. Hanachasri Shana Teshana, the one Tetzachron, the one that went in first comes out last. Right? Vanachas Zachron Teshana, the one that went in last will come out first. Because of the one that went in last on top. Nimtzu Esav Anotzu Bachron Yotzari Shana. So Esav, who came from the second seed, came out first. Last in, first out, right? V'Yakov notzer Rishona Yotzer Acharon. So Yaakov, who was conceived from the first one, came out last. Right? V'Yakov Bola Akvo Shiyei Rishon Leda Kirishon Liyetzira. Yaakov tried to be Ma'akev Esav. They should be born first, just like he was conceived first. Viftor Svacha will be Petar Rechem, the first one comes out of the womb. Viftor Sabachor Minadin. Right? Right? And it'll be, take it.
The din should be that the second one comes out when they're at
twins. That's right. It's not the halacha. It's not the halacha. It's like episodes, like Yaakov had a taina. Yaakov has a taina. So, I mean, and Rashi really says of me neubei, right? You know, he wants to be makabim because that's the halacha. Because, you know, because halachically, whoever comes out of the womb first is the bechor. Petar Rechem. Right? That's the din of Petar Rechem. Right? So the first one that comes out of the womb is the Bechor. So that's why he wants to hold him back. So he should be born first just like he was formed first. Being formed first doesn't mean squat. Right? And you're moedad. That's why he's trying to be makiv, because it doesn't mean anything. So what's the significance he was conceived first? Lemi achbat. Why is it given like epistatina? Like, just like. You know, just like I was conceived first, I want to be born first. Right? If conceived first means something, they doesn't have to hold him back. Right? Elmai means nothing. And yet, he has a taina. Because he was conceived first, he wants to be born first also. So the issue is a little bit schwer, to say the least. Right? So now, later in the parsha, right? So Yaakov is posing as Esav. Right, so he comes in and he talks, you know, to the Yitzchak, very Edo, Yokum na Aviv, Yocham, etc. So Esav doesn't talk that way. Ksha alai v'amushcha b'ni, come here, let me feel you out. And he says, all right, he goes, he's hairy, the hands are hairy. He says, Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim yidei Esav. That's a dead giveaway. That's a dead giveaway. Like he said, something's wrong, right? I mean, anyone could put on some. So no, I call Yaakov, your dime days. What's Yitzchak Avinu thinking? What is he thinking?
Yaakov
was
a bigger dead
giveaway.
Yeah, right. That was a big one. Listen, right? He likes it. It's very, very strange. All right. But Lamasa. What did he get? What did he get from Yitzchak Avinu with those brachas that he saw? Mitala Shemayim, Mishmane Oretz, Verov, Dogam, Vatiros, the brachas for bounty. Right? Right? When he's now going off to Beis Lavan, right? He's going off to Beis Lavan. You know, he's taking leave of Yitzchak and Rivka. Right? So, Yitzchak Avinu commands him, go Padaniram, base of Besuel, and take a wife from there. V'kel shakai yibrachso, v'rafak v'yitzchak kamim, v'itim l'chaz birkas Avraham, l'cha ulezaracha itach, l'rishtachaz eretz megurecha, asher nosan elokim l'Avraham. The brachas of Avraham, which include the Yerusha of Eretzol, they go to you. That wasn't included in what he stole, as it were, by posing as Esav. I mean, it seems that the Birkas Avram was always meant, you know, for Yaakov Avinu. Now, he didn't have to steal that. So to explain all this and to understand the Inyan that, the way the Avos, the Tkufasa Avos was supposed to end off with twins, with Yaakov and Esav. The Chazal tells Gemara in Sanhedrin, Esav himself had a din of Yisrael Mumer. He was born Jewish. He himself had a din of Yisrael Mumer, but before Matan Torah it was possible to leave the religion Mamish, so his kids aren't Jewish anymore. But he himself was a Yisrael Mumer. He was born Jewish. Right? So to understand all this, go back to the Briyas Adam. Right, in the second account of Briyas Adam. It says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofrem en Abama, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, Vayadam Nefesh Chaya. So Vayitzar Hashem formed is with two yuds. So Rashi deals with this. So Rashi says something else. Vayitzer shtei yitziras. Man has two forms. Yitzira lo lamazeh. Yes, the yitzira is tzura of lamazeh. Vayitzira l'tchias meisim. It gets another tzura by tchias meisim. In Olam Abiyah, which is, as we know, the dawn of Olam Ba. Our behema sheno medes ledin lo nechzva biyitzirasa shtei yudin. But when it says vayitzer by the animals, animals don't have schar vonish, they don't stand by the Yom HaDin HaGadol, which happens at the time of Tchias HaMeisim, because they don't get schar vonish, they don't have that final judgment day. No, it's not one of the rise. I don't believe that's one of the rise that's brought in the Gemara. But that's what Rashi says. Man has two forms, shtei tzuros, right? Yitzira lola mazeh and yitzira tchias hameisim. So what we're seeing from this Rashi, right, is a very interesting thing. That yitzira l'tchias hameisim exists already. It's now in potential. It just becomes actual by tchias hameisim, because already from the get go. Man has shtei yitziras. Man has two forms, right? A yitzira for olam hazeh, when the one yitzira olam hazeh is actual. You know, it's what we're living with right now, and we have another potential form that gets actualized by tchias hameisim, right? And it's a davar pashutu, right? That your potential, that tzura for tchias hameisim, you have it as potential. And our Torah and mitzvahs, yes, that's right. You have a new tzura that's built to last forever, right? But you have it now already, but in potential, and needs to be actualized. And you actualize it, with your Torah and mitzvahs. Right? That's how you build up that tzura that goes from potential to actual by tchias hameisim. But man has two tzuras. Obviously the tzura you get by tchias hameisim, the way we paskin, like the Ramban, that after tchias hameisim you go to Olam Haba with that new guf forever. Right? That's your tzura for Olam Haba. Right? But right now it's in potential. Right? You have it, and you have your earthly tzura that we know now. That's your actual tzura now. But which one is the tachlis? Which one is the tachlis? That's the goal, right? That's the goal. So even and that's this fits the tachlis, right? The final goal is always the first thing you have in mind. Whenever you embark on a project, you have the goal in mind. Then you just figure out how to get there, right? Right, and that's the Indian of what we find throughout this forum, the principle of sof maiseb machshava tchila, right? And what does that mean? That it's there already in potential from the get go, because that's the whole point, right? It comes in actuality at the end. The goal is the first in thought, right? And at that point it's in potential, right? But it's the last in action. It's last in actuality. Right, and that's the relationship between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo, just like the Shtei Yitziras. Olam HaBo hasn't happened yet. We haven't gone there yet. We haven't reached that point in history. Right? But we know that the Ribashim created the world to be mative. Like the Ramchal says in all his Svarim, to be mative, but he doesn't want to just stam give you Olam HaBo, kacha, because there'll be Nahama de Kisufa. You got to work for it. So Olam HaBo is the goal. Like he stresses in the Masur Sharm, his opening lines, that's your tachlis, and those yosim kol mabato magamto should be olam haba oriented, but that comes, that's the sof ha-maisa, that's going to come at the end of time, but that was b'machshav atchila. He created all the worlds to give us that pleasure of olam haba. Just we're not going to get it straight away until we earn it, because that way when we get there, it'll be rightfully ours and it won't be Namara Kisu, it won't be bread of shame. Right. So now this is also the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Right? It's not for nothing that we always say Torah and mitzvahs, as if they're two different things. Right? In all the tefillahs and all the chazan, they talk about oiskim ba Torah and mitzvahs. why? What's the palgina? What is the chiluk between Torah and mitzvahs? Right.
The Torah is really studying it. The mitzvahs is doing it.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We need to refine that more, because also to learn, you have, it's something to do. You got to sit down. You got to open the book. You got to concentrate. It's also a maisa, right? Especially as you're supposed to also say it, you know, not just absorb with your eyes. You know, for the shleimus hadavar, you're supposed to say every word that you learn. Right? The difference is like this. Right. Right. So the difference is like this. In Olam Hazeh, we have Torah. We also have mitzvahs. In Olam Haba, you don't have mitzvahs. Hayom la'asaysam u'mochor l'kabel scharam. There's no, and Chazal add a pirush to that expression. Hayom la'asaysam v'lo mochor la'asaysam. Mochor l'kabel scharam v'lo hayom l'kabel scharam schar mitzvahs b'hay al-maleka. Is the and today refers to Olam Hazeh. Mochar refers to Olam Haba. We don't have mitzvahs in Olam Haba. We don't have mitzvahs there because there's no work to be done. It's, you know, it's reward time. You know, job's over. But we do have Torah in Olam Haba. We do have Torah because that's the tzaddik of Yom
Shabbos. Yom Shabbos, you can't do work. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Also about
yeah. Right, but we do have Torah there, because that's what it means. The Nen Meziv Hashchina, you know, the divine revelation that we bask in, that's all new, getting new insights into the Torah. Torah there is in Olam Haba, because Torah is pure divine revelation. But of course, we're revealed of His will. That's what we know about it.
We learn Torah, but we don't have to study it. It's nenem. It's
yeah, yeah. Passive, no? Well, yeah, but yes, but there's a mitzias of Torah there. That's the aura of nenem is ivashchina. That of course was megalatam e Torah kayadua. You know, in that way, Torah really never changes.
That's why a lot of people are not so anxious to get there.
Yeah.
It's a big base measure.
Yeah. So, right. Right, so that means that what's special about the tzura in Olam Hazeh, that's the tzura that does mitzvahs. The tzura of Tchias HaMesim is not going to do mitzvahs anymore. That's the tzura that goes to the world of reward, but it will learn Torah. It will have a mitzias of Torah, right? But mitzvahs it won't have.
So why did God cry so much? Because he loved Torah.
But he wanted mitzvahs also. I'm not going to have tzitzis. He didn't want
no
mitzvahs.
There's no purpose to mitzvahs anymore.
There's
no purpose to it.
No.
Now you're at a much higher level.
Yeah, that he wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because his mitzvah still, because he died while it was still Olam Hazeh, while it's still the Hayom La'asosa. Right, and then Olam Haba is no more mitzvahs, but he died while it was still Olam Hazeh. Right. So now, let's now refine this even more as we are establishing our parallel categories. It's the difference between Maisa and Machshava. Maisa is only in Olam Hazeh. You go to work, you know, you're plowing, you're there, whatever you do for your parnasa, you know, so Maisa Mitzvahs, you know, runs parallel to the Olam HaMaisa. Right? Hayom La'asosam. Hayom La'asosam. Today, do. So the mitzvah is called the ikar doing that you're supposed to do in Olam Hazeh, along with all the other doings. There's no maisa in Olam Haba. There's nothing to do. Just to absorb the secrets that will be revealed to us. It's not asiya. It's tzadikim yoshvim v'atorsem
b'rashem. It should be a brain, like just a brain. That's all. You don't need a book. You're not doing it.
No, because the goof also did the mitzvahs. The goof has to get rewarded also. And of course, the goof over there, it becomes ruchni. It's now, you know, there's the Ramchal builds a whole model how in Olam Haba, the body gradually over from the 8th millennium till the 10th millennium gradually becomes more and more spiritual until it's indistinguishable from the neshama. You know, so the body, there's a ruchni by. The body becomes ruchnias. But the body's got to go because the body did mitzvahs and the body's got to be paid. got to be paid. It didn't equal partner in the mitzvahs, right? Okay, so that's really the difference between Maisa and Machshava, right? And how apropos is it? Seif Maisa be Machshava Tchila. What's that? The Seif Maisa is Machshava Tchila. Have you all heard the Seif Maisa is Machshava? When you get to the Seif Maisa, you get to the Olam of Machshava. Right? So, take a look. Bereshis. Very first word in the Torah. Right? Very first word in the Torah. So Rashi is points out that it should have said Barishona. Initially, God created heaven and earth. Bereshit doesn't mean, it means the first. Like because of the tav at the end, you know, grammatically makes it, it's like a thing onto its own. Right? You know, so Rashi's bothered by that, you know, because it should have said Barishona.
It should say Bereshit something. Before anything else, before the Bria, that's gracious. Is gracious before it had Mosto. It's a sort of a conjunctive word together with something else.
But it's Bereshis Bora, not Bereshis Hashemayim Vorat.
So
right.
So Bereshana before at the beginning, the way they're going to do it, at the beginning. God created it.
Now, so Rashi says, and a mikra omer ela dorsheni, right? Right, Rashi gives a chrechim that it can't be, it should have said Barishona, the God first created. That's not what it means, you know, literally. So he's mefalpon this alone. It's a long Rashi on Klali Adiktuk. So he says that, you know, the most straightforward pshat, because of the structure of the word, is Amikos Darsheni, El Masha Darshu Rabbi Seinu, Bishul Latarshik Rashis, Ubishul Yisrael Shnikru Rashis, Rashis Tvu Asai. Right, and he says, if you want to be mefarish, it goes on Briyas Shemayim Vorat. This is how you read it. Long arichas of how you, if you want to learn it that way, how you have to explain it. But he says, you know, easiest thing to say Bereshit. It's like the first. The first refers to Klal Yisrael and the Torah. First thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Klal Yisrael and the Torah. Right, that's the Reishis HaMachshav. Now, with this you can understand it's a very simple phrase when Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Paro. So he's supposed to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs him to say, Paro, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. B'ni B'chori Yisrael. In what way? If anything, Hefech, were the last of the Shivim Amamim to emerge. Shivim Amamim emerged by Migdal Bavel, and then Avraham Avinu was selected, and you know, he became an Am later on, some 400 years later, 600 years later, till we became a nation. The Shivim Umos came first. Right, so B'ni B'chor Yisrael, B'chor Yisrael Hashem Reishis T'vuasai. We were first in thought. And of course, who envisioned, you know, Adam, he meant Klal Yisrael. Yeah, just first in thought, but first in thought is last in action. Reishis HaMachshava. The Torah is the Reishis, but was given in the middle of history. You know, the Ma said it came down at Har Sinai, you know, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, a solid 2,400 years in world history, something like that. Yeah. You know, in the middle of the game, you know, after all the other nations had formed. But it's Reishis HaMachshava. And that Reishis HaMachshava is the Seif HaMaisa. Because at the end of time, there's going to be one nation left. Mikam koiso goyecha baretz. Parachar aicha keneged uma yechida. Because that's why we're called the one nation. One nation, there's plenty of nations. We're the one nation that's going to be left at the end of time. We're the one nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. He didn't have in mind the Shivim Umos. And that's what that was the Reishis HaMachshava. And that's the way it's going to be Besof HaMaisa. In Olam Haba, there's only one nation. Am Yisrael. Even like a Ramchal's Marach, even Chassidim Masolam, that are in Olam Haba, they don't come back as a nation. There's only one nation in Olam Haba.
They come back individually,
as appendages to Am Yisrael, a malbush on Yisrael. Is the Lashon of Ramchal and Derech Hashem. They don't have an individuality separate from us. There's one nation in Olam Haba, Goy Echad Baretz. Goy echad baris.
That's after Mashiach, but that's after somebody.
After Mashiach, it becomes clear that's the way it's going to be because he rules over the whole world, and in Olam Haba, it's that way mamish. That there's no, they don't. It's not even like a nation that's serving a nation. It's like no other national identity. Klal uchlal. By Mashiach, it's other almost subservient. In Olam Haba, it's mamish. There is no other nation. Not even in a subservient type of way. There are levush on Am Yisrael. That's self maisa, you know. You saw Shalu b'machshava tchila. There is self maisa, and that's the Torah also. It was the racious hamachshava and it's the self maisa. Because when you get to self maisa, not going to be mitzvahs anymore. Only Torah. Right, that's the one nation Olam Haba, and there's only one thing to do in Olam Haba. It's just the Torah. I say, so Reish Machshava and Sofa Maisa. Right? But then there's, you know, what's in between, right?
Olam Haz- food. We eat.
And Olam Haba, we the Ziv Hashchina. We live off the Ziv Hashchina.
Oh, that's here.
What about the Leviathan?
All right, that's all right.
Where's that too? That's here. Yeah, it is Olam Haba.
It is Olam Haba. There's a big machlokus about it. You know how if it's little.
David benches with the kais.
Yeah, I know. They criticized the Rambam for saying Olam Haba is no goof and. And it's called Suda Derech Moshe. It's one of the reasons they, the Rambam, the Sefer Amado was burnt, you know, in France.
But the Rambam believed in this amazing.
Avada, yeah. But he had fine. But he felt that after that we go to Lomba without a
goof. After, yeah, that's the difference between him and the Rambam.
That's right.
Yeah.
So like the Shita said, there is a goof. It could be it's a literal Rambam. The Rambam learns it all Derech Moshe. Right, but we survive off the Ziv Hashchina. That's our food, and that's a Gemara Mefureshet. So, l'achiv Hashtia, atzikir Yoshi, v'atzav nerem Ziv Hashchina, shenemar vayechsu asalkim vayochlu vayishtu yirachil nishtia is because of vayechsu asalkim. And that
it's like
all.
Man. It's a little bit like a man.
Yeah, but
it's a parallel. It's a parallel to the. The period of time that we lived in the Midbar, we only learned.
Right. This is even Hecher. We don't even have to eat the man. But over here, this is even Hecher. Directly, Nizon from the Torah directly. The Or HaTorah. Nizon from the Or HaTorah directly. That's Vechso, so Kim, Vayochel, Vayishtu.
Don't gain weight.
But then there's the mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh with the mitzvahs, right. Which is necessary prerequisite. So you have the machshava that starts here, it's the rachis and it's the acharis, and you have the middle, right? Olam Hazeh, right? With the mitzvahs. So the difference between mitzvahs and Torah is really the difference between Talmud Chacham and Kohen. Right? The Kohen is Avoida. That's only Olam Hazeh. It's Maisa Karbonis, isn't that? It's mitzvahs. You know, what's special about it is Akarzbo, Reba, and Torah. Reba, Akarzbo, is a mitzvahs, you know, Gemara says in a few places. Kohanim have the Mila, that not all the positive commandments apply to us, not all the, they have even more mitzvahs. They are the sea, they are the apex, the, avoda. They do even more avoda than we can. Right? That's the kain, right? And kain is nimshol lemalach kayadua, right? Kisitse kain yishbu das tori vato kimach Hashem hu malach zosim lachshu shlichas hani kohani shluchi didan and they're shluchi deshmaya, they're shluchim. They're nimshol kohanim, the malachim kayadua. A Talmud Chacham is nimshol to a Kodesh Baruch Hu mamish. Es Hashem Elokecha tira, es l'rabos tamidei chachamim. And kayadua, even a mamzer Talmud Chacham is kaidem l'kohen gadol am haaretz. Yekara hi mipninim, he's even yakar from the kohen gadol shenichmas lifnei v'lifnim. Because a Talmud Chacham, even though he's living in Olam Hazeh, but he's dovek in Torah, he's dovek in the koach of Olam Haba. The kohen is like the the apex of avoda.
That's the split between Moshe and Aaron.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But kahuna is for olam hazeh. In olam haba, there's no chilk between kohanim, levim, and Yisraelim. Because there's no avodah. There's no mitzvahs anymore. Because the chiluk is in mitzvahs, there's no mitzvahs anymore. Right? In olam haba, is just Torah. And so that's what, because that mile the Talmud Chacham has, right, that he's dovik in the Torah, so he's like in olam haba in his own lifetime. That's a side that the Sifra Kassir says that the Amora, when they were Nifrad, those that used to wish each other, Olamcha tire b'chayecha. You have a little shmek of Olam Abba, even in your own lifetime. And that's Shaykh by the Talmud Chacham, because he's Dovik in Torah, and Torah is, you know, in this world and in the next. That's a unique koach of Torah. That's Yisrael Shnei Kereishis and Atara Shnei Kereishis. Right? But Torah is the ikra for the tzura l'olam haba. Mitzvah is the ikra for the tzura l'olam hazeh. The maisa versus the machshava. So now we start to understand what's going on over here. Right? Yeah. And you can understand what Yitzhak saw in Esav. Right? Yaakov ishtam yoshev oholim. He was just sitting and learning. So, Olo Shem Ve'ever. Right? It was in the base medrash. You know, Esav is an Ish Sodeh, a man of the field. The field is a mokum of Avoda. Yeah. Avodata Sodeh. It's the most basic Avoda. Right? Ranichu Bagan Lo'ovda Ula Shamra. That the, and Al Pisod Kayadua, all the mitzvahs that we do is called Machatzte Chakla. Getting the thorns out of the field, because the mitzvahs that we do, you know, uproots the ra from olam hazeh. That's why there are no mitzvahs in olam haba, because there's no tikkunim to be made. It's a perfect world. Esav ish soda, and that's Yitzchak Avinu understands that very well. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basoda. He called Har Moriah soda. He understands that it's all about avoda. Call that place where the base mitzvah is a soda. A soda is a makom of avoda. And kayadua, you know, the Torah is more mityaches to chesed. The Torah is chesed al lashona. Avoda is gvura. Yitzchak Avinu's mida. Yitzchak Avinu is avoda oriented. That's what it says in all svarim. You know, chesed gvura tiferes. You know, Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's connected Torah, Yaakov, avoda, Yitzchak, gemilas chasadim, Avram Avinu. You know, the Midah of Gvura is the Midah of Avoda. The Midah of Avoda. You know, Avoda, you have to be Mizgabra over your Yetzer and go to work and do what you have to do.
It's Yira, right?
And so Yitzchak Avinu he called it Soda and Re'erech B'nei Kareach HaSoda Sheberuch Hashem. He understands, he understood Esav's a difficult child, but necessary. So Yaakovin was the Talmud Chacham. What was the Esav before Yaakovin brought him out? What he was supposed to be? He was supposed to be the Kohen. The Bechorah that he bought off Esav was the Kahuna. You get it? Esav was the Kohen.
He's the big Kahuna.
Right? Esav was the Kohen. Yaakov was the Talmud Chacham.
One belonged to this world, one belonged to the world to come.
Right, you know, so, and that's the end. Ish soda, avoda, asiya. So now you can understand that if Yaakov would have not bought out Esav, Amisol would have been our third fathers would have been twins, because that was the gemara of the tikkun of rebuilding the tzelem that got lost because of Chet Adam Rishon. That's the side. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are buried together with Adam and Chav and Marasa Machpelah. But the end of the three Avos, all three of them are called Avos because it's a process to restore the Tzelem that Adam Rishon lost. After the three Avos, we have the Shvatim. But we have three Avos because it was a three-generation process to rebuild the Tzelem. Yaakovinu was the spitz of that. Yodmuso Shol Yaakov Chakuka Bekisei HaKavod. He's the grand finale of the Avoda of the Avos, between the three of them, rebuilding the Tzelem of Adam Rishon Besod. Atem Kriim Adam, Ve'ena Akim Kriim Adam. And it's before Shin Chazal, Yaakov and Esav were twins. You know, Esav, looked like Yaakov. That's according to the, that's the...
They were paternal twins.
So yeah, but everybody looked, but they weren't identical, but they were very similar. They were going to be partners in this. They were going to be partners in restoring, being the spitz of the restoration of the Tzelem of the Adam. Right? Esav looked just like Yaakov, very similar, and that's why according to Shita that the one who killed Esav was Yehuda. So Chazal Sardashit, Yodcha Be'oref Oivecha, that he had Yehuda, Yodcha Be'oref Oivecha, he just couldn't bear to kill Esav face to face, because he looked too much like Yaakov. He had to kill him from behind. He just couldn't bear to kill him face to face. He looked just like Yaakov. All right. Yaakov and Esav were twins beside the Shtei Yetziris of Adam. They're the spitz of the restoration of the Tzelem. And the Tzelem has a potential and an actual. Right? The potential is the Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila. And there's the actual, the Tzuron Olam Hazeh. And that was the twinship of Yaakov and Esav connected to Shtei Yetziris. So now listen to this, Niflamoid. Right? Yaakov was conceived first and came out last. Now conceived, he rayom, miloshen hirur, machshava, like conception, concept. Conceived first, came out last. So if, he's the sof maisa, that's machshava tchila. And he's a bechor. And he's a type of bechor that every Jew is, besoid b'ni bechori Yisrael, reishis ha-machshava. Just, you know, he was the first one. He was the first one, but ever since then, all Klai is called B'ni B'chari Yisrael. Besoid being that type of B'chor. And that's Besoid Keser Teira Munach Lakol. Kol Mishir Tzelito Yovav Yitol. Keser Teira, which is the Reish Machshava, is Munach Lakol. Every Jew is equally have Keser Teira. Right? So he's the no Tzavitim Roshar, he's the Reish HaMachshava. And that's why he's the Sofa Maisa. Esav was from the Tipa Shni, he's not Reish HaMachshava. But since he's not Reish HaMachshava, he comes into the Olam HaMaisa first. Coming out of the womb reflects coming into the Olam of Maisa. Right? So he's, yeah, you know, so that's, and that's even of Peter Rechem, first one to enter Olam HaZeh, the Bechor of Olam HaZeh, as opposed to the Reish, the Bechor of Reish HaMachshava, the Bechor of Olam HaBa. Right? So Yaakov says, I'm a Bechor. And Esau's a Bechor. I want both Bechors. You know, of course, you know, since you know the tachlis is olam haba, the tachlis is olam haba, the tachlis of mitzvah bringing olam haba. So the bechor of olam haba is a shaychus, as episode tviya, because I'm the goal for, I'm this guy's goal. So it's, you understand that he has the potential, right, to be the bechor of both, because this guy is going to be bechor of olam hazeh, but I'm the tachlis. It's all for me. It's all for my sake. So, yeah, as it were, the Klal Masayim Mona, he could, theoretically, you know, also want to have it all. Be the first conceived, so Reish HaMachshava, and also the first born, because the Tachlis of Avoda also is to, for the sake of bringing it to Olam Haba. It could be all-encompassing. Right? That's why he struggled with Esav. But that's the Inyan that Esav, that, of course, the din of Peter Rechem, the din of Bechor, with all the dinim, you know, all the dinim of Bechor, which originally, until Chet Ego, was also the din of what makes a Kayan. Every Bechor was a Kayan. The Narei B'nei Son, Parsha Shotim, were the Bechorim. Until because of Chet Ego, went to shave at Levi. It was all totally in Peter Rechem. The Bechor of Olam Hazeh. The Bechor of Olam Hazeh. Right? But the Bechor of Olam Hazeh, the Tachos is, you know, to get to Olam Haba. So the Bechor of Olam Haba is, you know, as it were, encompasses him. Right, but it's not only the encompassing, you know, the way the tachlis, you know, is makif around the means as the reish samachshav and the sof hamaisa. And then Yaakov intuitively knew Esav's not going to do his job, but now you understand where Esav's coming from. He is the man that was meant to face olam hazeh, right? Do the avoda, right? And also, Beikar have to be the one to struggle against the Yetzer Hara. So Yitzhak's not at all put off that he, you know, that even in pregnancy, he tried to go to the Beis Aveda Zara. And Yitzhak was no fool. So he's, you know, he battles a lot in this, you know, but he's the guy. He's the guy that's going to face off with the Yetzer Hara. The Talmud Chacham that sits in the Beis Medrash, you know, he's immune. You know, he's Dovik in Torah. You know, he's not even in this world completely. You know, so Yitzhak, he understands. That's Esav's job. That's what you need the Midas HaGvura for. you know, to fight with the Yetzer, struggle with him. Yeah? So now you understand that Rashi, you know, that you know, you want Bedin, he was a Bechor, he was the Bechor of Machshava, the Bechor of Olam Abba, the Tzura Le'olam Abba. And conceived first, and he's Sofa Maisa, but since he encompasses, he wants to have it all. Especially since he doesn't trust Esav to do his job. And that explains also how it was Shaykh that he bought Esav out. And now he bought that Bechorah off of him. So now he's the Bechor of Olam Abba and the Bechor of Olam Hazeh. He's the Talmud Chacham and he's the Kayin. He's the Machshava and he's the Maisa. And that's the side, you know, that he has to marry Esav Zivug now because he bought him out. He has to marry Leah. He has to marry Leah. And from Leah, who did he have? All the Shvatim that were meant to come from Esav if he weren't fried out. Levi, the Kohuna, Yehuda, the Malchus, all those that go out into Olam Hazeh. Right. So now you understand, Yitzhak understands the model that the twinship was supposed to be. Right. Is, so when he said, HaKol Kol Yaakov.
Can you tell me, is this based on the Maharal or is this what
it's a lot of difference for him. A lot of difference for him.
Is it part of it?
Some is in Maharal. Maharal says this word, the Yisrael is the Acharis. Rashis goyim amod achriso ade oved, but he's a Yisrael. We end by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do you end? Where the Gemar? Where the Gemar? Where the Sof that makes it to God? All the other Asian nations drop out before the end. Yisrael, we're the ones that wind up by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We make it to the end. Right? So Yaakov buys him out. He becomes the Kayan also. He takes over the Bechor of Olam Hazeh. And that's why, you know, when Yitzhak Avinu heard that Yaakov bought out the Bechor from Esav, oh, Gamroche, so he reaffirms the brachas. But those brachas were all for bounty in Olam Hazeh. Right? The Birkas Avram, which is Torah, right? He never meant to give that to Esav. That was always meant for Yaakov. But the Bechor, which was Kahuna, together with the Kuna, which is Avon Olam Hazeh, was the brachas of bounty of Olam Hazeh. When he hears, Bechorasi lokach, hinei lokach kamis birchasi, I say, kam brachia. If he brought you out from the Bechor, he deserves these brachas.
It's very good. Because it's also Maisa Mitzvah, it's Maisa Melech. He's trying to illustrate that he's the one who's doing the mitzvahs.
Right. Absolutely. So now you understand when Yaakov Avinu comes in posing as Esav, yeah, so here's him talking like Yaakov Avinu. So let me feel your hands. HaKol Kol Yaakov, there's a name, calm down. First, that's a dead giveaway. No, that's the model. The model of Achdus between the two twins was supposed to be Kol, which is Machshava. Look how you do it in Svarim. Kol is even Lamala from Dibur. You know, Shofar. It's like pure thought. Kol, like ideology. The way you talk and your values. Yaakov Avinu is the ideologue, the Talmud Chacham. Esav is the Yadayim, the doing. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Yidei Esav. That's the model. That Esav should be talking like Yaakov Avinu, following his ideology, but having these hairy hands, the Koach of Asiya. Supposed to have the Yidei Esav. So he what?
You thought it was Esav.
Because Esav is meant to talk like Yaakov. That Yaakov sets the tone, literally, Kol Yaakov. The model of the twinship is supposed to be the Kol Torah, right? And then the value. Yaakov is the ideologue. You know, he sets the ideology, and Esau is the Asiya.
Does Yaakov start to work in the field?
Maybe
each one of them learns from the other.
Yeah, well, no, Esau is supposed to learn from Yaakov. Yaakov is a potter from Avodah because he's only in the base medrash. Uh-huh. He feels the Yedei Esau. That's the model. There's nothing wrong. I don't know. It's working. Just for Karen, it's working. Rivka was wrong. I was right. It's working. You know, because he knew what Koichas Esav had, because Esav was designed to avoida and to struggle against the Yetzer. So he had a zika to the Yetzer in order to handle with him. Right? It's working. I was right. I had hope for the partnership, and it's working out until he finds out that it was really Yaakov and Esav. Mamash sold the Bechoris, bought out of avoida. Right. So then Gam Baruch Hu reaffirms the brachas. So now we understand what it means. Meirivim benachla shnei olamas. They were fighting over both worlds, right? Because Esav wants to be the end. He wants everything. He wants to be the last word in destiny, just like he was the first in olam hazeh. He wants to be, you know, he wants to remain forever and ever and ever. He doesn't want an olam haba, right? That there's a different malchus, the malchus of Yisrael, which is really the way it is in olam hazeh. You know, the goyim have reigned rov yemei olam. Most of history went to them. Shem Yerachim. You know, Bav Noseinu. We could have had a, because I'll say we could have had a 4,000-year empire. Alpaim turned, then Alpaim Mashiach. But Bav Noseinu Yotzeh Mashi Yotzu. Right? And it comes out that the goyim had rov yemei olam hazeh. Right? If Mashiach would come now, today, right now, there's 200-some-odd years left. That's it. You know, it's, right? The goyim have had rov yemei olam hazeh. Right, but they won't have Olam Haba. And Olam Haba that lasts forever is only going to be Am Yisrael, one nation. The Gemar, the last word in history, is Am Yisrael. That's what it means. Bazel Ligmor Malchuso. Esav wants to finish his Malchus. I mean, he wants his Malchus to be the Gemar. He wants that Malchus Edom should be the last word in destiny. Ligmor Malchuso. He had Rov Yemei Olam. Rachman Ratzon, Golus Edom, already 2,000 years. Right, and he wants to be Ligmor Malchuso. He wants to finish. He wants to make it up to the year 6,000. He wants to be the last thing that there was in history. So Boz Evanel, Ligmor Malchuso, he wants to be the Gemar also. He was the Rashis of Olam Hazeh. He wants to be the Acharis. But Dafkadis, the Rashis HaMachshava is the Sof HaMaisa. But he wants to be Gemar Malchuso. He wants to be the last word in destiny. Boz Evanel, the Akev, the end belongs to us. The soif, v'hoya ekev tishmon. Chazal said that schar mitzvahs, you know, is be'ekev. B'shomram ekev rav. The ekev belongs to us. You're not going to be the gemar. We're going to be the gemar. You had olam hazeh. Right? You had the middle. The gemar belongs to us. The reishis ha-machshava is the self ha-maisa. And that's what it means that there are meirivim b'nachal ha-shnei olamas. Right? Esav wants to be, he wants olam haba in the sense that, you know, not so much lishma and so much as to be everything, right? To be the last word in history, right? And right, that's what he wants. Olam Haba, Mitzad being the end, you know. He wants his Malchus to be the last Malchus in history.
He wants there to be nothing beyond him.
Nothing beyond him. And Yaakov wants Olam Hazeh. Because you need Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. It's the prozdor b'fnei Olam Haba. You got to do the mitzvahs in order to get your Olam Haba. You got to do the Avodah, right? Hayom la'asosam, and but you don't have the mochel kavaschar. You don't have hayom la'asosam. That's why they both want each other's worlds, right? Shutzfus is not working out, and each one wants the other one's world. Right? Yaakov wants Olam Hazeh for the avoda because he doesn't trust Esav to do it, and Esav wants to be the last word in destiny. I mean, that's what it means. He wants Olam Haba, and so he takes the okay from him. And that's why they call him Yaakov, the Seif. He's the Seif. Because even with Yitzchak, you know, with the optimistic model, but Esav's the middle. Yaakov's the tachlis. So you call him Yaakov. Hashem achizas ha'akev. Because even like the model, the chatchil de kamal, that Esav should be the kohen and should have the olam hazeh, the avoda, right? It's still Yaakov's the tachlis.
The name was never taken away from him. Yeah. He always remained Yaakov.
That's right. Even when he turns Yisrael, always has Yaakov mitzat, that we're the last word in destiny. The Sof HaMaisa, which is B'machshav HaTchila. Right? I think we answered all our kashas. So we're just going to say one aura. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Right? And we have the Chag of Hanukkah coming up. And something very interesting about Hanukkah. Right? The Kohanim took up the fight against the Yevonim. You know, they were the Anshiknei, the early Zugas, you know. It happened sometime between Yosef ben Yochanan and Yosef ben Yoezer. Somewhere between them and the Yoshua ben Parkin Itai, barely, roughly, that Kufa. It was, you know, the Zugas, you know, the very, very early sages from Tkufas Bayis Sheni. But for some reason, you know, the Chashmonaim, who weren't necessarily the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, they were the Kohanim. They took up the struggle. It's interesting, right? Then, you know, the Stoma, obviously, the Talmidei Chachamim followed the Chashmonaim. it's you know, they're not, you know, really from the shalshels of the Masorah and the 40 Doris from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina Ravashi. And now it happens to be historically there was for a certain time based in Shulchash Monoim that made certain gzeiros, but you know, it was temporary. It wasn't the Ikra Masorah. You know, the Rambam mentions Matisyo ben Yochanan in one place in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos in the Ten Prokim. So the Shlema Sein, he mentions that he was a Tana, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't the Iker, wasn't the Nasi or the Av Bezdin, right? It was Kohanim. It was the Kohanim versus the Yevonim, and the Talmid Chacham went Achar the Kohanim. And it's a Davar Nifla. It's talking about what's in this week's parasha, because our fight with the Yevonim wasn't about Olam Haba. Right? To them, it was off the table. They didn't believe in a regular Olam Haba that we believe in, right? And wasn't the Sichsuch. Really, really. The Sichsuch was, what's the Shlemus of Olam Hazeh? What makes a man? What's called the good life? What's called the good life? What's called to be a fully developed human being? To them, it was the philosopher or the sportsman or whatever. There's, you know, wasn't Chada Machta, the whole Greek guy. There are different divisions in the Greek, but whatever it is, they're Musak of the perfection of the Adam, right? The contra to the Yevonim are the Kohanim, you know, because that's the Yid in Olam Hazeh, right? The good life is a life of Avodas Hashem. I mean, good life in Olam Hazeh. Torah is Bechla Olam Haba, right? What's called the good life? What's called to actualize your potential as a human being and to have lived a good life here? We say there's no greater actualization of the Adam in Olam Hazeh other than being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's nothing, no better way. The good life is a life of Avodas Hashem. That's why Dafka was the Kohanim against the Levonim. Because the strife was, you know, the Machlokas was what's called the Shlemus of Olam Hazeh. This is what we want to explain.